I know, you're busy, I'm busy, we're all busy, but you still need to warm up your voice. And in this video, I'm going to go through straight away in the other room a simple 5-minute workout to get you ready to speak in a small amount of time and as effective as possible. I hope you're ready. Find a space where you can actually move and feel comfortable laying on the ground. If not, find a space and get on the ground, because we're going to start on the ground. Okay, we're going over there. Now, what we need to do is going to start on the floor. We're going to get into semi-supine and do 1 minute in that, breathing nice and easy. I'm going to request that you don't think too much about it. Just allow the breath to do what it does. Only focus on slowing down. We're not going to pause or stop or hold our breath at all. Breathing in, whatever's natural for you, and out as if it's one motion. In and out. So this is semi-supine. We're going to get down onto our side, and then we're going to come down onto our shoulder and roll onto our back like this. So semi-supine is laying down. Semi is keeping your feet flat. Try and keep your toes facing forward. And I'm going to start the clock now.
So semi-supine is just a way that you can relax and give in to gravity. Keeping your knees facing towards the ceiling. Keep your hands on your belly so you can feel the movement up and down. But relax your head, relax your shoulders. If you need to adjust or move yourself, get more comfortable, that's fine. What you're aiming for is to feel your back flatter on the ground. And just allow the breath to move as it does. Letting go of all tension and finding a nice slow rhythm to the breath. So for this next exercise, we're going to get back onto our backs.
So now we're going to stay in this position, lengthen one leg out, tuck the other one over like this, and bring our arms all the way around.
We're going to be rotating the arm from the shoulder, bringing it round, almost like a clock arm moving round, and then take it back the other way. Just get that joint moving, and also a little twist in the spine to open up that torso. Switch sides, tucking the foot over the back of the knee. And I don't want you to force yourself into this position. Do what's comfortable. But keep those arms moving around like a clock arm. Getting up onto our knees. And you can sit back on your toes like this. Or you can just come back down and kneel, sitting back on your heels. Try and keep length in your spine, but relax down into the position. And we are doing lip trills here. So just allowing air to come through the lips, warming up those articulators. And we can start to add in a cat and cow as well. So that's moving the spine up into an arch and down the opposite way. Lead with the pelvis, allow that to do the first part of the movement, and then follow it up the spine. And then we can do the side ones, again, waking up the spine, moving our head and our pelvis side to side. Just get moving. Allow your body to start waking up. Now we're in child's pose, but stretching out to the side. Allow your furthest arm to reach round, and at the same time, keeping up our tongue trills. And the other side, reach round as far as it's comfortable. We're opening up these intercostals at the side now. And if we can come up into a squat, I've got tight legs, so it's difficult for me to get in there. And we're making the zh sound, and then zh into v. If you can get your heel to the floor, great. You can use your arms on the floor and widen your legs if it opens up the pelvis for you. Do what's comfortable. You can also do this sitting if it's easier. Or stay kneeling. You can bounce a little. Open up that pelvis. And now we're going to come into a gentle neck stretch. You can put the opposite arm out to feel the length come in. And with our dexterity exercises, which I have written in the description box below, come around to the middle and to the other side. Just allow the weight of the arm to pull the neck across, but not pulling. No forces should be in there, just gently, nice and easily. And if you need extra stretch there, just put your arm out and turn it around. You can feel different areas being moved. And in the front of the head, continue with your dexterity exercise just to warm up the rest of those articulators and get you prepared to speak. A nice big yawn, stretch. Shake it out. Have a little face massage.
I think that's about 5 minutes now. So thanks for joining me today. If you haven't already, subscribe. And if you would like to get involved in a more dedicated plan of action to see you through for the long term, not just for quick fixes, then my 8-week Improve Your Voice course is always available. There's a link in the description box below. And if you're interested, I'll see you there. And if you're not still quite sure yet, I do have a 30 days email sequence, which is sharing 30 insights of my 30 years of experience as a voice practitioner and more recently as a coach. All right, that's also in the description box below. Until the next time, I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
Got a feeling there's no longer any room for two. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.